Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says creation of 8 crore new jobs in last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh today. Centre gives more power to Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. Former US President Donald Trump injured in a shooting at Pennsylvania rally. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in fifth and final T20 International in Harare this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Quoting a recent RBI report on employment figures, Mr. Modi said skill development and employment are needed in the country and his government is working in this direction. The Prime Minister said this while speaking at an event in Mumbai's Goregaon suburb, where he inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of projects worth 29,000 crore rupees in road, railway and port sectors. The Prime Minister asserted that his aim is to make Maharashtra the world's big financial powerhouse and to make Mumbai a global fintech capital. Mr. Modi pointed out that the upcoming infrastructure projects in and around Mumbai will boost connectivity of the city with nearby areas, which ensures better facilities as well as safety for women. He said the centre has also approved 76,000 crore rupees for Dhawan Port in the Hanu in Palghar, which will generate 10 lakh jobs.
Connectivity ke infrastructure se paryatan, kheti aur udyog sabhi ko labh ho raha hai. Isse rozgar ke naye avsar ban rahe hain. Jab achhi connectivity hoti hai, to usse mahilaon ko suvidha, suraksha और सम्मान भी मिलता है एनडीए सरकार के ये काम गरीब किसान नारी शक्ति और युवा शक्ति को सशक्त कर रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the media should support the government in promoting citizen friendly initiatives citing the example of Environment Conservation Initiative Ek Per Makinam. Mr. Modi informed that the initiative has been praised at the global level and said that the media can help in making it a mass movement. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the Indian Newspaper Society Towers at the Bandra Kurla complex in Mumbai. Maharashtra Governor Ramesh Bais, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Phadnavis and Ajit Pawar, along with INS President Rakesh Sharma, were present on this occasion. The Prime Minister underlined the role of newspapers and magazines in the next 25-year journey to Viksit Bharat and appreciated the media stating that it makes people aware of their strength. He said that since most media houses have digital editions, they should try to come up with versions in international languages and take the Indian perspective to a global level.
Aaj Bharat ek aise kalkhand mein hai jab uski agle 25 varshon ki yatra bahut ahem hai. इन 25 वर्षों में भारत विकसित बने इसके लिए पत्र पत्रिकाओं की भूमिका भी उतनी ही बड़ी है ये मीडिया है जो देश के नागरिकों को जागरूक करता है ये मीडिया है जो देश के नागरिकों को उनके अधिकार याद दिलाता रहता है और यही मीडिया है जो देश के लोगों को ये एहसास दिलाता है कि उनका सामर्थ्य क्या है
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that a secure digital environment fosters innovation, attracts investment and facilitates seamless economic activities. Addressing valedictory session of the third cybersecurity conference organized by Global Counter-Terrorism Council in New Delhi last evening, he stressed on the need to promote a culture of well-equipped cybersecurity leadership that is focused on combating evolving cyber attacks. The Vice President also emphasized the need of providing legal aid to cybercrime victims, especially in rural areas. Taking cognizance of increasing cybercrime incidents with increasing digital penetration in the country, he noted that this is a new area of concern for agencies, investigators, regulators, and legal fraternity. He called for developing technical and human expertise to tackle it.
Initially, we have a great difficulty. People are not aware where to report a cybercrime, when to report a cyber attack, and then the agency is not well prepared at all levels. Because these crimes can take place in every nook and corner of the country. And the source may be much beyond our geographical borders. So the police system, the investigator, the regulator, the legal fraternity, all have to converge on one page.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Mr. Shah will also participate in Ek Ped Makinam campaign. We have more from our correspondent.
The PM College of Excellence program to be held at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Government Arts and Commerce College, Indore. MP Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also participate in this program, which will also be held at every district headquarters. The Assembly Speaker, Deputy Chief Minister and Ministers will also be present in the district level programs. A world record of planting 11 lakh saplings in a day will be created in Indore district today under the Ek Ped Maake Naam campaign, inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to protect the environment. Mr. Shah will launch this campaign in the Revati range of the Border Security Force. He will also launch a bus service for the students of PM College of Excellence. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Earlier, Mr. Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of the Vibrant Villages program at a high-level meeting in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to the all-round development of the border villages. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to provide employment opportunities to local residents and increase connectivity with villages to prevent migration from these border villages. Under the Vibrant Villages Program scheme, 136 border villages are being provided connectivity through 113 all-weather road projects at a cost of 2,420 crore rupees. India will organize World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit from the 20th to the 24th of November in Goa. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India will host the summit, which will be a landmark event for the media and entertainment industry the world over. At the curtain raiser event in New Delhi yesterday, along with Chief Minister of Goa, Pramod Sawant, Mr. Vaishnav said the media and entertainment world is undergoing a structural change and has seen immense technology infusion. He said the role of public policy is to enable the harnessing of the best out of this structural change. The centre has given more power to the Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. The Union Home Ministry has amended the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019, significantly strengthening the authority of the Lieutenant Governor. A notification amending the transaction of business rules under the Act has been issued by the central government. These rules will come into force on the date of their publication in the Official Gazette, the notification stated. The move will further empower the JNKLG on matters of transfers and postings of all India service officers, police, as well as appointment of judicial officers. In the past, proposals concerning police, public order, All India Services and the Anti-Corruption Bureau required approval from the Finance Department of Jammu and Kashmir before reaching the Lieutenant Governor. Under the revised rules, such proposal must now be presented directly to the Lieutenant Governor through the Chief Secretary of the Union Territory. This is Akashwani, giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle, at AIR News Alerts. IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. It said extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Konkan, Goa and Ghat areas of central Maharashtra till Tuesday. IMD has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbha are likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. Another batch of 4,889 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu early this morning for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 187 vehicles. Of these, 1,896 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp at 3:05 a.m. and 2,993 for Pahalgam Base Camp at 3:55 a.m., from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, last night. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting. Another spectator is in serious condition. Trump dropped to the ground and was swarmed by Secret Service agents after shots rang out while he spoke on stage. He had blood on his face as he was rushed away. Secret Service said Trump is safe and under protective measures. The shooting is being investigated as an attempted assassination. In a statement, Trump has thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. President Joe Biden denounced the violence and said that he's grateful Trump is safe.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot condone this. And I want to thank the Secret Service and all the agencies, including the state agencies, that have been engaged. We have more detail to come relative to other people maybe injured in the audience. I don't have all that detail. We'll make that available to you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep concern on the attack on former U.S. President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said violence has no place in politics and democracies. The Prime Minister wished Mr. Trump a speedy recovery. Mr. Modi said the thoughts and prayers of the people of India are with the family of the deceased, those injured, and the American people. In cricket, India will face Zimbabwe in the fifth and final T20 international match of the series at Harare Sports Club today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. IST. Team India already have a winning lead of 3-1 over the hosts. In Wimbledon tennis, the men's singles final will be played today between world number 2 Novak Djokovic and defending Spanish champion Carlos Alcaraz at the iconic center court of the All England Club in London. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. IST. While in mixed doubles final, 7-seed Polish-Taiwan pair of Jan Zielinski and CSUY will be up against Mexican duo Santiago Gonzalez and Juliana Olmos this evening. The highly anticipated and historic opening of Lok Jagannath's treasure trove Ratnabhandar in Puri commences today. This momentous event, announced by Odisha Law Minister Prithviraj Harichandan, marks a significant chapter in the cultural and religious heritage of Puri. The state government's approval of the standard operating procedures recommended by a high-level committee further underscores the importance of this occasion. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. The Statesman quotes the Prime Minister as saying that the report by RBI that 8 crore new jobs have been created shuts false narratives being created on job creation. Income tax collections from individuals rose over 23% in the current financial year from April to July 11 compared to the same period last year, reports Hindustan Times. Italy police has rescued 33 Indian farm labourers from slave-like working conditions, writes the Asian Age. Geospatial analysis using satellite images and ground surveys have found evidence of huge architectural wealth under the Bodh Gaya shrine. Fresh ground-penetrating radar survey and then excavations will be carried out to unravel these, reports the Times of India. And finally, a chance discovery by labourers of an 18th-century port with gold and silver coins and artefacts in Kannur has generated much excitement, reports the Hindu. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says creation of 8 crore new jobs in the last 3 to 4 years has silenced those spreading fake narratives about unemployment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh today. Centre gives more power to Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. Former US President Donald Trump injured in a shooting at Pennsylvania rally. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in fifth and final T20 International in Harare this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.